It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And another Wellness Wednesday show here, and this Wednesday we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson and talk with Allie Peterson. Allie is a nurse practitioner, and she joins us by phone because we're practicing social distancing, right, Allie?
That's right, Paul.
I'll say, yeah, that crazy world we're living in right now, isn't it?
You know, it is. It really is some unprecedented times in our modern history. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, why don't you, before we start about our subject this morning on Wellness Wednesday, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself,
sure.
Your upbringing and schooling and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so I grew up north of Holloway. My maiden name was Schmiesing. And so I graduated from Lacaparl Valley in 2007. And I went up to North Dakota State University in Fargo after graduation, where I went to nursing school. Graduated in 2011 and came back to Johnson Memorial and worked on the floor for a few years in the hospital and had some great experience. And then I decided I wanted to be more on the primary care side of things, so I went back to school at South Dakota State University, where I graduated then in 2016 with my nurse practitioner degree. And so I've been a nurse practitioner since 2016, mostly focused on family practice, health and wellness, and most recently in coming to Johnson Memorial now I've been working too with our bariatric clinic, which has been really great. But yeah, I've got three young kiddos, and so just happy to be practicing in Dawson. It's just such a great team.
Great. Graduate from Lacaparl Valley. What year was that again, Allie?
I graduated from Lacaparl Valley in 2007.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're still young.
I like to think so.
There you go. Well, that's nice. People come back to the area after going to schooling and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, my husband and I, we farm organically too, just north of Dawson, and so he's really immersed in farming, and mm-hmm. I, and as a nurse practitioner, and it's funny how you can see the correlations, you know, between our environment and what he does on the farm with our health and our community, and yeah,
good.
So it's a good combination for us.
Okay. Good. Well, glad you're with us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. What's the subject that we're going to talk about this morning?
Well, I really wanted to talk about mental health during this time of uncertainty. You know, I think with this whole COVID-19 virus and the pandemic, it really has rocked a lot of our worlds. You know, Governor Walz issued this this stay-at-home Minnesota order, and our routines have changed. People are working from home, kids are out of school, and we've really never been through anything like this before, you know, as a community and as a society. So I really just kind of wanted to talk about the importance of, you know, trying to just keep a stable and steady mental health through this time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I can relate. A lot of us are staying home. That's not usual for us. And so there's, to keep your mental state, what would you suggest that you do to keep your, you know, mentally fit?
Yeah. So I think that, you know, really leaning into some of the things that maybe you've put on the back burner over the years when you've been more busy out and about, leaning into more of your spiritual practices, meditation practices, also trying to be more physically active. I think that that's really important. It's such a good outlet for us if we can just take a walk or, you know, do some kind of physical exertion in order to kind of channel some of that energy that we maybe have built up in the form of some fear or, you know, some anxiety. Another important piece of it is just sleep. high, you know, good quality sleep and allowing yourself just times of rest is important, not only for, you know, your mental health, but also for your immune system and your body's ability to regulate stress hormones and that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk, too, about eating healthy, you know, with a little bit more time on our hands now. I think we all have the ability to do more cooking. And so maybe reaching for some healthier cooking recipes and taking the time that it takes to prepare and cook and enjoy a good meal, that can bring a person a lot of satisfaction and joy, as well as, you know, be nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some big ones. And then I would just say, you know, connecting with people and really leaning into our relationships. Just because we can't be together physically right now during this time of social distancing, we can still try and connect with people, whether it's over the phone or whether it's, you know, virtually through FaceTime or Zoom or Skype or some of these other means. That's important. And even consider, you know, writing an old-fashioned letter. My daughter and I have been doing that here these last few days, and it's pretty fun to get a letter in the mail, and it's pretty fun to send them too. And so I think that those are maybe some good ways. And you know, with the social distancing and that piece of things, I think that we can even lean into memories of being with people and pulling out some of those old photo albums and just thinking back to different times that we've had with people, and trying to bring back some of those positive emotions in that way when it is difficult to, you know, connect physically with people.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be some things.
What's really fun to watch on Facebook anyway is a lot of the families putting puzzles together with their children, you know, that kind of stuff. That's good for your mental health, right?
You know, it really is. Yeah, if you can find a hobby you've maybe set aside for a while or a project that you can start working on, having a sense of purpose and a sense of pleasure, to be able to feel like even though you're not in your typical routine, you're able to, you know, see a project through, whether it's cleaning out an old closet or, you know, picking up a hobby. I've actually taken my bread baking game up a notch. Paul, my husband, and I—we grow our own wheat on the farm, and so I've got a kitchen mill recently, and so I've been milling some grain and baking some sourdough bread, which actually is really good for you. Bread, you know, bread and carbohydrates get kind of a bad rap, but I think that, you know, when you are able to mill the grain, and you use the bran and the germ and the endosperm of that grain mm-hmm. in the bread that you bake, that fiber keeps you full longer, and you don't need to have as much of it to feel satisfied, and it also slows down the way that the sugar then is released out of that bread or out of that grain or into your body, and so the fiber actually slows it all down. And so I really think that, you know, having more time on our hands anyway, it definitely promotes some of these things right. that sometimes we don't have time to do.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I got a quick story, too. Last Saturday, I was sitting too much in my recliner. We watched a couple movies, and I got to do something. So I went down to the basement, and I started to clean out my workroom that I haven't probably been in for 10 years, you know, and I started to declutter my workroom. I threw 4 garbage bags out, and, you know, I felt really good after that. Mentally,
absolutely.
Mentally, I felt great about doing that.
Absolutely. You know, so many times it really is true that our feelings and our emotions and our mood follows our behavior. And so when we can implement a positive behavioral practice, whether it's focusing on a project or a hobby or some exercise or cooking a good meal, choosing to do one of these activities, it really is going to improve our mood. Mm-hmm. I guess I would also like to add, I know this maybe is, maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio show, but we really need to be mindful about how much news media we're allowing into our psyche.
Exactly.
Right now. It's important, you know, a person can just take and check their pulse and just kind of feel their heart rate and their mental state, and then go ahead and listen to the media, you know, for 15, 20 minutes, and then just see what your body does in response to that. And you might just notice, you know, your pulse goes up, you feel a little bit more edgy and tense. And so I think it's okay for us to keep up to date on what's going on, but limiting that, you know, mm-hmm. to maybe a new session in the morning and one in the evening or something is right. a little more reasonable.
Allie, we're talking with Allie Peterson from Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson. She's a nurse practitioner and talking about your mental health during this COVID-19 pandemic. Allie, what kind of advice would you have for maybe some teenagers or some children that are listening to help with their mental health? Because I'm sure they're not used to staying home all the time, especially teenagers.
Definitely not.
Especially teenagers.
Absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, I remember back and I think back to the years when I was a teenager, and I was so project driven back then. I think that a lot of teenagers really want to be a member of their community, want to be a member of society and productive, just like any of us do, you know. So I think that finding something that you're passionate about and doing some research on it, and maybe you've got a gift to give in the way that, you know, you could identify, you know, a couple elderly people in your community. Maybe you could go get them groceries or call them and ask if there's anything that they need. Or, you know, maybe it's that, you know, you've got some sort of an interest as far as an occupation that you might want to pursue, you know, after graduation. And so maybe it's doing a little bit more research on that and digging into to some options for your education in the future. You know, just try and find a sense of purpose. Try and find a project to work on.
Right. Yeah. How about little children, preschool kids? Maybe they don't understand fully what's going on, but I'm sure they notice that something's different.
Oh, absolutely. I know I've got a 2.5-year-old and a 10-month-old at home, and it's really hard when we spend, I mean, we're together with grandparents at least once a week, but it's been good for us to call and FaceTime so they can see them on the other side of the screen, you know, type of thing, mm-hmm. to feel like they still are connecting. I think that, you know, just getting outside is so important, even on the days when it's a little bit more cold. If you can bundle up and just get those kids outside into some fresh air, everybody sleeps better and their moods stabilize a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Difference.
All right. Real good, Allie. Did we cover about everything that you wanted to talk about on Wellness Wednesday this morning?
You know, I think so. I'll leave it with one last piece. You know, I think that in going forward with this pandemic, there may be some concern that people have that maybe they're feeling a bit more overwhelmed with either symptoms of depression or symptoms of anxiety. And I would just say that if there's any concern at all, where you're having, I tell my patients, if you're having more bad days than good days, it's time to ask for help. And so we're here for you at Johnson Memorial and, you know, at any of our community healthcare organizations, Madison, Chippewa County, it doesn't matter where you get your healthcare, but I would say, reach out to your provider. If you are feeling overwhelmed, we are here for you, and we're trained to be able to help people in times like this. So,
absolutely.
Thanks for the opportunity, Paul, to talk with you today.
You bet.
It's really fun.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you so much, Allie, for all the good advice there.
You bet.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Yep, that's Allie Peterson, a nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.